This service may contain views and opinions which are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of any other author, agency, organization, or employer, or company, including the broker. Comments published by users are their sole responsibility, and the users will take full responsibility, liability, and blame for any liable litigation that results from something written in or as a direct result from something written in a comment. The brochure is not liable for any comment published by users and reserves the right to delete any comment for any reason whatsoever.
Seriously, stop it, thank you all, thanks so much for coming, all right, thank you all right, welcome everyone, welcome to the Bro Show.
Yay!
All right, so for the first time ever on the Bro Show, it's calling sick for Aiden. All right, so in this segment, basically what we do is we pretend to be Aiden and we call different companies or places, work and whatever, and we call in sick for them. All right, so here we go.
Fucking Aiden.
I hope you're not looking for a paycheck here because you're not getting
one. Yeah, because you done fucked up, Aiden.
Aiden didn't get paid. Aiden didn't get paid.
Yeah, it's Aiden. I'm not going to be in for work tomorrow. I'm not feeling good. Aiden. Yeah.
Aiden?
Aiden. Yeah. I'm not.
Burger King?
Yeah, Burger King. Yeah. Aiden. I'm sick. I'm not going to be able to work.
Okay. You have a.
Yeah. I guess that's
that
it.
That's awesome.
Oh, I was gonna say, awesome. Man, I hope he's gonna come back and you get to like make up this. Oh man, like Saturday night, like my buddy's having this like wiener roast or something. You know, like
wiener roast.
I'm just thinking,
roast.
I'm just thinking of the lamest thing you can do.
Wiener roast.
Okay, just one sec. Stop. Yeah, it's Aiden. Sorry, I just wanted to say I'm sick because the wiener. I was at the wiener roast last week there. Yeah. It's Aiden. I'm not going to be able to make it tomorrow. I'm not feeling good. I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm sick. I just can't come to work tomorrow. It's Aiden. A-I-D-A-N. Aiden. Aiden. Maybe I shouldn't have hung up. Should I have kept him on?
Oh, yeah. You hung up on him?
Yeah.
Oh, but he was gonna go back there. He was going to get the schedule. He was going to like just
call him back. Oh, yeah.
Should I call him back and say, hey, man, why'd you hang up on me?
Yeah.
It's Aiden.
Yes. No, ask him if you can get advance on your paycheck. Hey man, like I really need that money. I'm in a situation here. I'm kind of cornered by some dogs and I need to be picked up.
Can you help me?
Oh, and I'm not feeling good either.
I'm calling them back. Yeah, sorry, did you hang up on me? It's Aiden again.
Okay, sir. Okay. So you have scheduled what time like today?
Yeah, tomorrow's supposed to be my first day, but I was sick because I got a wiener roast to do. You know, I don't know. Maybe I should just come in and pick up my paycheck.
Okay, sure.
I'll be in to pick up my paycheck. I'll find a better place to work.
You want cash or like you want?
Tomorrow was my first day, actually.
Yeah. But why? You are sick?
I'm just sick, yeah.
What happened? What happened to you?
Well, I went to a wiener roast and I ate too many wieners and now I'm just sick. I think, oh, I don't know.
That's
yet.
Not, hey, that's not good.
No, no. Yeah. But thanks for being understanding.
No worries, no worries.
Okay, yeah, I'll just come in and pick up my paycheck then.
No worries, sir, no worries. We'll make sure your check is here.
Perfect.
And come in, yeah.
Awesome, thanks so much.
Just come and ask for me. You know my name?
Yeah, perfect.
Hey?
Yeah.
You know my name?
Yeah, I know your name. We'll talk to you.
What's my name?
We'll talk to you when I get there. Okay, I'll be there and pick up. Sorry, I got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, no, let's go. Okay? My name is Chenny.
Denny?
Chenny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Come and ask for my name. Ask for me, okay?
Okay.
My name is Chenny.
Okay, you just have my check ready. Thanks.
Yeah, for sure. But you should ask, like, you must ask my name, okay?
Okay, or perfect.
They'll give you your paycheck.
Thank you.
Okay, what's my name? What's
Jenny.
Chenny, yeah, you betcha.
All right.
Come and ask for me, okay?
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yay!
Okay, so it's time for Ask Alexa. So during this segment, we ask Alexa a question. Now, I can already see the blue light going off. She's very eager to do her job. And basically, we just ask a fun fact to or ask Alexa to tell us a fun fact. All right, so here we go. Alexa, tell us a fun fact.
Here's a fun fact about animals. Bird flocks have some colorful names. For instance, a group of crows is called a murder, a group of owls is called a parliament, and a group of flamingos is called a flamboyance.
Well, I would say any group of flamingos would be flamboyant.
Yep.
I think that's a fair assessment. However, I don't understand.
Yeah, I like that.
What was the parliament?
The owls were the parliament, which I appreciate.
Owls were the parliament.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't understand why.
No, I'm wondering, you know, if parliament, you know, considering, you know, politics, how they always think they're so wise. I don't know if that's necessarily the case in the world we live in. But I believe the reference maybe to the past.
Or it's because an owl always says, who?
Right.
Ooh,
and in parliament,
right. That's right, Mr.
Everybody's
Blue.
Like, who's going to vote for me?
Yeah.
Me.
Who.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck what you say. If you see a flock of crows, I'm assuming a flock is, you know, an abundance of crows, right? But hey, if you see a murder of crows coming at you, then you probably should be dead or dying soon, wouldn't you assume?
Or right? You're thinking you're gonna, yep.
Yeah, I mean, if I just seen a bunch of crows coming at me, I'd be like, fuck, you know, if I'm not already dead, I'm gonna die. These guys know that, right? All right, let's go to another fun fact from Alexa here. Alexa, tell us a fun fact.
Once during a hunt, Napoleon was swarmed by so many rabbits that he had to retreat in his coach. Try asking for another fact.
Wow. Considering
in his what? His couch?
His coach.
That's what I heard.
No, his coach. That's basically, you know, the little vehicle that the horses would have hauled.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
I think maybe some of our UK listeners may have picked up on that, but it's, you know, coach, right? Mr. Blue. It's a pronunciation thing. But yeah, I believe Mr. Brown had it right. Yeah.
I think
he did.
So anyway. So basically what that is how, okay, now this is what I got to ask. Alexa, how tall was Napoleon?
Napoleon Bonaparte is 5'7" tall.
Oh, shit. Damn. I'm only 5'7".
But really, though, Mr. Brown, you and Napoleon, you know, you talk about that height thing, have a lot of similarities in regards to, like, I would say maybe, like, world domination or, like, you know.
Control factor?
Control. I believe control factor plays a part. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Right. Well, okay, fair enough, because I was going to say Napoleon was quite short. I'm wondering how many rabbits it would have taken, you know, to basically make some guy fucking. And, I mean, I'll just say this. What kind of bitch is Napoleon? Because if I'm leading the country, I'm going to die. However, I guess what he's saying, do you really want to die to rabbit?
No.
No, you don't.
No.
You don't.
No, you don't.
All right, you don't. Okay, all right. Are we ready for another fun fact?
Yep.
All right. Alexa.
Yep.
Tell us another fun fact.
Here's a fun fact about pizza. The first time a computer was used to order a pizza wasn't via the internet. It actually happened way back in 1974. When the artificial language laboratory at Michigan State was testing a prototype, which utilized text-to-speech technology to call a local pizzeria.
Shit.
Huh. 1974, huh?
74. Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
The hell was going on in 1974?
How long? I wonder how long it took to get there. Did they get their pizza a year and a half later?
Oh, I bet they got it that day.
You think so?
Why did it take us so long? If it was 1974 and they realized they could do that then.
Climate change.
It was climate change?
Definitely, yeah, climate change.
Global warming.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It was that 1 degree factor. Okay. All right. Are we ready for another one? Or?
Oh, yeah. I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Alexa, tell us another fun fact.
Here's a fun fact about animals. An octopus is known for its 8 legs, but it also has 3 hearts, one to pump blood through the body, and 2 others to pump blood through the gills.
What the fuck?
Gills, not like their leg.
Alexa, how many gills does an octopus have?
Here's something I found on the web. According to Weebly.com, they have 2 internal gills.
So they have 3 hearts, one to pump blood, and essentially one to pump blood to each gill.
Huh. You know what? It makes sense to me, Mr. Brown.
Of course it does.
Because all of the squids that I've encountered in my tenure on this earth would require an anatomy as adequate as that just to survive.
Yay!
It's time for Who Is This? In this segment, we dial a random number and try to keep the caller on the phone as long as we can. So let's see how long we can keep this caller on the phone in the Who Is This segment. Okay. You ready there, Mr. Blonde?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going tonight? You called earlier. You left a couple. You having a good night? I called. You called a couple times ago earlier, and I missed your phone calls. I'm super sorry about that. How's your day? What'd you get up to?
Man, I
had a great day. What did you get up to?
I didn't call you. I don't know who this is.
Oh, I got a couple of phone calls today from this number, just giving you a call back. I missed you, man. I haven't heard you since before Christmas time. I think, even in New Year's, you left a message on my phone, man. It's been ages. What's new in your world? What's that?
Who is this?
Oh, it's Terry. Terry, man. We worked together, last spring on that project. Building the frames on that house. I gave you my number and you didn't get my Christmas card. I sent you a Christmas card.
Terry, I'm sorry.
Terry. I am so sorry, man. You're not picking this up. We built that A-frame on that garage.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay, man. I'll text you a picture of the project later. I got pictures on my phone.
Wait a minute. What? I didn't call you anytime recently.
Fella, I don't know what's going on. Like, you're blowing my brain up.
This is
Terry. It's Terry. It's Terry.
Terry who?
My God, Terry.
I'm not even there. Yeah, man.
You're not into woodworking. You were on those A-frames handing me those. Anyway, I don't know what's going on. What day is it?
You know whose number you called? Who I am?
Yes, you texted me twice today.
No, I don't think I did, man.
I'll take a screenshot. Today? I'll send it to you. Sorry?
What did the text say?
Just 1 second, man. I'm driving right now. I'm just about to go through a tunnel. I think I'm going to lose you.
Mr. Blonde tries to hang up on the caller, but I immediately call Mr. Blonde back
and I keep the caller on the phone. When Mr. Blonde comes back to the call, he doesn't at first realize that the caller is still there. Let's see what happens.
Hello? I can't hear you guys.
Hey, hello.
Hello?
Hey, you there?
Terry.
Terry, yeah.
It's Terry.
I don't know what Terry is, man. This is the weirdest thing ever.
Oh my God, man. I feel like I'm in a sci-fi movie right now. Have you been here before? I've been here before. Wild.
Yeah,
what are you doing right now? Like, I don't know what's going on. I could have swore this is the same fella. Texted a couple pictures over the holidays, sent you a Christmas card. Like, it's Terry. I don't understand.
Yeah. No, man. I didn't text you today. I don't know what's going on here.
Oh. Did you see the game at least? The Leafs fucking blew apart New Jersey. Blew them apart. Did you see that game?
No, I'm not a Leaf fan.
Fuck. I gotta have the wrong number now.
Yeah, you must, man. All right. Sorry.
Sorry, fella. Have a good night. Go Leafs, go. Sorry about the confusion. It's the wrong Terry.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I almost had to suffocate myself, man.
I don't know what day it is.
Oh, my. Nobody's beating that, man. Nobody's beating that time.
No.
Oh, my God, man. You even hung up? You even hung up, and I called you back, and you come back? And you didn't think he was still on there? I said, no. You're not getting away with this.
I can't wait to use that. Like, all right, what's going on? Like, what day is it?
Oh my god.
Like really, like you fucking text the guy and send him a couple pictures, send him a Christmas card, and like, really?
Yeah, that was awesome. That was fucking well played there, man. Well done.
Oh my god.
What is going on here?
I'm not even into woodworking. Like, he just wouldn't hang up on you. There was just nothing you hit. You didn't hit on any level with him, but yet he was just there. He wanted to figure this out too, man. He was
very He never framed the house before, but he's wondering if he worked.
And then you hung up. I said no. He stayed there. We didn't say a word, not a beat. I called you back, man. I had the dishcloth stocked up my nose in my mouth. Oh fuck. Oh.
Yay!
It's time for Dirty Jobs. In this segment, we talk about some of the worst jobs we've ever had and some of the worst jobs we could think of having. Let's see what today's dirty job is.
You know what? I just want to thank Mr. Blue for sharing that story. It was, it triggers a lot of, past jobs myself where they weren't so great. Excuse me, you see that allergic reaction that just happened? Like, that's, triggers to this past trauma, right?
So,
yeah.
Can you tell me what triggers a trigger?
Yeah, what you triggers know what? A trigger?
I don't want to take too much of the audience's time.
Would you say you have a hair trigger?
Oh.
Or would you say you're quick on the trigger?
At times. I think speaking back to historical jobs where things weren't always, always ideal. We can't, I believe as a young man, I was 18, 19 years old, I think, out of high school, and I found a job, pallet making factory. And all this was fine and all was good.
Pallets, all the kind of pallets.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's an interesting industry.
24 by 50 or 40?
Well, we can really get into it if you want. It reminds me at the time of when I also worked at a box factory, but I think that's another job for another day.
What about the snowmaker?
Snowmaker's also another one, I believe, Mr. Blue, that fits right up in the category we're talking about. Again, I think another episode. Speaking directly to the pallet making, again, and the sizes, I believe what is most important is who my other colleagues were and what my, kind of routine and schedule was. But It was myself and another young man who worked at this job for the entire summer at the time. And it come to find out the other 20 some odd employees, et cetera, they were, as if you would say, they themselves.
Were they handpicked or were they kind of like there for healing?
They together themselves were probably handpicked. I'm an essential service to the community at the time. We all understand how important pallets are to our economy.
Very important.
Absolutely. Can't go a day without miring my pallet.
In my time while working there, I did encounter an individual who at one point while making pallets had lost both their thumbs. And there was some
while making pallets.
Did you ever give them a thumbs up at work or
no? Right? Was that like an inside joke?
Yeah,
I myself never did partake on that level.
Did he have to walk to work?
Has it happened though?
Did he have to walk to work because he couldn't hitchhike,
or did he have to wear a pair of gloves to hitchhike so he could have the thumb up?
Right. Did he have to stuff cotton in his winter gloves to like feel to feel whole? I guess we'll call it whole.
No, but really, again, did you ever give them a thumbs
I don't know
up, or
specifically,
did you just wait till they'd walk away?
I know that the bus arrived very diligently, and
when you would high five them, would you say nine?
Oh, can't say high five, I guess.
All right.
Yeah.
Can't. Right. Wouldn't have.
Sure, you didn't. Obviously, right?
I
wouldn't have been able to do it.
I once was in a washer toss tournament, which is much like horseshoes for our UK viewers who might not know what washer toss is,
right?
Or our United States viewers and listeners. But anyhow, I was in a washer toss tournament with a guy who had lost three fingers on one hand. So when we would high five each other, we would say seven, as in seven, right? Because that's what our fingers totaled.
Nice.
Just saying. So did you...
Was he cut like a bag of milk? Or is that just me?
One would say that he may have been cut like a bag of milk, Mr. Bliff.
Would you ask for a discount? Like, what would be better? Would mittens? Would you just like resort to mittens and sew in that thumb? Or what would you do there? Like, you know?
I think you could ask for what they call a discount, you know, based on the fact that, like, you know,
what about like the golf warmers? Would you just resort to like those golf warmers? Like, you know, you just put your paws in, you rest them on the, you know?
I'm unsure.
For like the playing golf in the fall, how sweet would it be to get those like thermal like hand warmers? You know, you wear like a fanny pack, but it's
right
where it has a belt, put your hands in there. Man, I think we're onto something.
That's onto something, yeah.
Write that down.
So like if you ever had to come to a deciding factor with this coworker and you were trying to make a decision, like wouldn't you just challenge him to a thumb wrestle?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Fair enough.
I believe that was probably what happened on more than one occasion.
Did they ever acknowledge like their no thumb, or is that just you that would bring that up?
Like, was that a thing? Yeah.
It was more. Yeah, it was actually brought up quite often as a safety example.
yeah.
Let's just look at Todd over here. We all know what happens when you.
I could say, obviously I can't say the individual's name.
Was that on his first government grant, or what happened there?
Still pending.
Did they just renew it as opposed to a WCB thing?
They may. Yeah, it just becomes another grant. That's correct.
Was his name Grant?
Again, due to confidentiality, it's something I really can't disclose. More so, it was the learning experience going back to, you know, these, you know, not so desirable positions in life, but again, you know, a blessing. I myself really learned to understand how important pallets are to not only the, you know, the economy, but you know, a lot of goes out to, you know, those Pinterest people.
Okay. And, you had a shit job. Well, let's just say, for the first time in your room, or for the first time in your life, you may have been the smartest person in the room. It's a wonder you didn't build a career there.
Was this a job you could sleep at, or no? Or was that just a job where we all met at?
Did they expect a lot out of you? I'm sure they did, right? Like, did you feel like a leader?
It's true. if you were to paint anything on my chest at that job, it would have been a C. You know, definitely captain.
I'll lead the troops.
Nice, nice.
Right, right.
Were you like a two goals guy or like a Gordie Howe hat trick guy? Or
I really think I was more of a Gordie Howe hat trick guy. You know, hitting all facets of the game. Right.
Nice.
Yep. All right. I think that's going to do it for Dirty Jobs here.
Yeah.
You dirty motherfucker.
There you go. All right.
Yay.
All right, everyone. That's our show for this week. I want to thank everyone for coming. I want to thank the community believers for all the support. I want to thank all the cast, everyone involved with the show. We hope everyone had as much fun as we did. Don't forget to follow us on social media. And don't forget to tell your friends all the fun you had here with us tonight here at The Bro Show.
This has been a Hendog production.